Cringe by Matt Mason on 103.3 WZND. So we are very excited in the studio today because we have a very special guest, Larissa Armstrong, Assistant Director at the Ecology Action Center. Larissa, how are you feeling today? What's going on?
I'm fine, thanks. The coffee hasn't quite kicked in yet, but otherwise I'm okay.
I can imagine. So we're very excited to have you. Thanks for coming in. And basically, so starting off, tell us more about your position. You know, what do you do at the Ecology Action Center?
Sure. So I've been working at the Ecology Action Center for, I think, 9 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Started there part-time, but have since gone on full-time and as the assistant director. So I do some program management, but then I also do a lot of annual giving processing. I do our special events. And the programs that I'm in charge of are energy efficiency, renewable energy, and I do some of our clean water programming also.
Okay. Awesome. So you said you've been working there for 9 years. What are some of the things that you're most proud of that have that you've done there over those 9 years?
I would say, so we just finished our third solar group purchasing program. The first one was in 2016. Through that program, people in the community can have access to renewable energy at a reduced cost. And then we also give them informational presentations so that people know what solar is and how it works. So it kind of saves the customer the research and time, and then it saves the installer money by kind of us giving them a group of people that might be interested. So we've had almost 1 megawatt worth of solar in our community through those three group purchasing programs.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And so we know that you are an ISU alumni.
I am.
So tell us more about your major and, you know, how did that impact your career journey thus far?
Sure. So I had sort of like a rocky start to college. So when I came to ISU, it was basically like adding another major, except I did it later instead of at the same time as when I was. So it was my second bachelor's degree that I did here in poli sci, and it was sort of self-imposed grad school prep because my first time around, I maybe napped more than I should have. So my GPA was kind of, it was garbage, basically. So I needed to boost that up. So I came here and then got like a 4.0 and was on the dean's list. Imagine that. I was a little bit older and I was actually ready to be at school.
Sometimes we need that.
Yes.
We need that.
And I was actually, I sort of stumbled upon the environmental stuff because I was in the political science department. I did a lot of work with Dr. Perotti, and he was really into human rights, and I thought that that was awesome. So I went to grad school for that, except that where I went to grad school, the focus was much more on like reparations for genocides and things like that, which is important, but I was approaching human rights more from like an equal access area, so like everyone having access to clean water, and resources and things like that. And so that kind of led me to switching my focus in grad school to environmental issues.
Mm-hmm. And was there something special that made you want to stay where ISU was? What was it about Bloomington Normal?
Sure. So I'm a townie. So I'm I'm from here. Left to go to school the first time, came back, and then went to school here. Left to go to grad school, came back. So like my family is here.
This is home.
Yeah. And I also graduated from graduate school when the economy was like in the toilet, so I couldn't find work anywhere. So I couldn't afford to keep my apartment, so I had to come back.
Yeah, so we are having a great time once again. Larissa Armstrong, Assistant Director at Ecology Action Center. We are going to take a quick break, get into some music really quick, and we're going to come back and get down to the nitty gritty, what we're here about, to talk about ecology. Coming up next, we got Glorious by Macklemore.
Glorious Macklemore right here on 103.3 WZND Wake Up Normal, and we are joined in the studio with Larissa Armstrong, and she has been an awesome guest, honestly, and we're going to be talking more about the Ecology Action Center. So you want to tell us just a little bit about like what your day-to-day process is there?
Sure, that's not very exciting. Well, so just a little bit more background about the Ecology Action Center. We've actually been in the community since the early 1970s.
Wow.
And we started as the main way that the community could recycle. And so it started with some kind of one-off recycling drives and then became a more permanent recycling center. And then when the municipalities took over those responsibilities, we morphed into the environmental agency that we are now. So we're kind of in a unique position where most municipalities have like a sustainability staff that help them meet federal and state requirements related to the environment. But because we were already in the community, the city, the town, and the county have us do that work for them because we're already subject matter experts, so it's easier for us to do it. And so we contract through them. But because we're a nonprofit, then we can fundraise and add on to those programs to make them bigger and better.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us more about, I was reading about the Bloomington Normal Clean Air Fund.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a newer program. We have done greenhouse gas inventories. Mm-hmm. The first one was in 2008, and that was to kind of set a baseline for the community about where we are with our greenhouse gas levels. Mm-hmm. And then we did another one in 2015 to kind of see where any fluctuations in those emissions might be. And then we're using all of that data to put together a clean energy plan for the city. And so we're doing that by reaching out to different stakeholders, people that work in energy, people that work in transportation, people that work in education. And we'll be compiling kind of a roadmap for the community to use to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions mm-hmm. to make our community healthier and more environmentally sustainable.
That's awesome. It's like, what can students do, kind of like as a low cost, as like low cost for us, like low cost budget? What could something that a student could do to kind of get like to set like in the right direction? About
sure,
this?
Sure. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do. So a lot of people think that recycling is kind of like the main way to help the environment, but really before you recycle things, you have to think about how to reduce those things from existing in your life in the first place, right?
Yeah.
So becoming a more educated consumer, not buying the single-use things that you need to throw away in the first place, and then you don't even have to worry about recycling them. Mm-hmm. As far as energy use goes, I would say one of the main things is don't leave your phone charger plugged into the outlet when it's not hooked up to your phone. Mm-hmm. It's still pulling energy from the wall
yeah.
or from the outlet when it's plugged in there, whether or not it's charging anything. Same goes for laptops, any sort of electronic item that you're not using, either unplug it or put it in a plug strip and turn that strip off
okay.
when those things aren't in use. So like your TV, if you see the little red light, mm-hmm. when it's not on, it's in standby mode, so it's still using energy when it doesn't need to be.
Okay. That's mm-hmm.
What are some things that, I know these are like the typical questions, you
no,
probably
get
these 1,000 times a day, but that's something that students can do. What's something that, some things that we can be doing at work? Because I feel like a lot of us know like the, you know, traditional answers when it comes to the household, you know, like maybe not using the dryer to dry mm-hmm. your clothes and things like that. So what are some things that we can be doing at work to save energy?
Sure. So I would say one of the first things to do is just to talk to the people at your work that kind of make some of those decisions
mm-hmm.
and ask them how they make those decisions, and then maybe be a voice for change in some of those. So, you know, implementing a lot of energy savings, a lot of energy savings options are also going to save people money in the long run, too. So,
mm-hmm.
like, switching out to all LED light bulbs, for example, there might be some upfront money to make that change at first, but an LED bulb uses, like, 75% less energy than a regular light bulb does.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's going to pay for itself
yeah.
really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And one tip that I saw that was interesting on the website that
sure.
you guys have, if possible, use inkjet printers, which use 90% less energy than laser printers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as simple as, you know, the things that we buy that
right.
can save a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I see your the paper that you're holding, no one else can see because it's radio.
Mm-hmm.
But the paper you're holding is printed double-sided. That's a really great way
mm-hmm.
to save resources too, right?
Definitely. And then can you tell us about, I think another aspect of it is the work that you all do with the Connect Transit. And so, how can students, you know, how does that save a lot of energy as well?
Well, sure. I mean, any time that people are using less single-use transportation, it's going to reduce the amount of emissions that are going into the environment. We don't do a lot of direct work
mm-hmm.
with Connect Transit other than kind of helping to promote that as a mode of transportation for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Connect Transit does a lot of great work to offer, you know, discounts and free rides to students, things like that. So it's a really great way for them to get around.
I think that would be a good way for students as well, because that's one of the things when Keegan was asking about what students can do. That's something that I do. Students at ISU can ride the bus for free. And it can get you throughout the entire community of Bloomington Normal.
And we've got those great bike share programs in Uptown, too. Yeah. And that's a great way to get around. And also, you get exercise at the same time.
And plus, who doesn't like riding a bike, honestly?
Right?
Especially,
it's pretty fun.
It's pretty fun. It's awesome. I love doing it. So what are some ways that students could, or like just people in general, could volunteer or intern with your program you have?
Sure. So we usually have 1 to 2 interns a semester at the Ecology Action Center. So anytime that anybody is interested in being an intern, they would just need to submit a cover letter and a resume to us and let us know kind of what they're interested in, why they might want to do work with us, and we can kind of look that over and determine if they'd be a good candidate for us. As far as volunteer work goes, we have a Sugar Creek Stewards program where we're kind of working to remove invasive plants and put in more native species in areas along Sugar Creek to improve that stormwater system. We have a work day on the third Saturday of every month for that program, and we're always looking for helping hands to help us cut and dig weeds and plant stuff. So if you like to be outside and get a little dirty, that's always a good one.
Yes. So really quickly, any upcoming events, anything you want to add, where can people follow you all on social media?
Absolutely. So we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. Our website is a wealth of information, ecologyactioncenter.org. People can always go there for updates. And we also have an e-newsletter that we send out not quite once a month, and that's a great way to get updates about things that are coming up.
Yes, and they also have an Illinois Solar for All presentation on October 9th at 10:30 to 11:30 at the Activity and Recreation Center, 600 East Willow. And always go to their website to check out anything going on. Thank you so much again,
thanks
Larissa
for having me.
Armstrong. For
yes, thank you so much for coming in today.
Anytime.
The Assistant Director at the Ecology Action Center. Coming up next, we have more great music on 103.3 WZND, and we do have to close the show.
We do, yeah.
Shout out to Brandon, our producer. Thank you for setting this up, and again, Larissa, for coming on. Keegan, any last words?
Have a great weekend, guys. Larissa, thank you again so much for coming in. It was a pleasure having you, and we hope to have you here in the future as well. If you have any more events coming up, do not hesitate to hit up Brandon about that. But have a great weekend, everyone. It's given a great show, and yeah, have a great one.